Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I have a really amazing guest to share with you. And let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Lauren Wittig, and she's been here before, but she has evolved and so have we. And I know this is going to be a great conversation. Lauren is an intuitive energy healer and transformation mentor. She is the founder of Heartlight Wellness, the host of the Curiously Wise podcast, and an award-winning novelist. Her passion is assisting her clients through their journeys out of mind, body, and or spiritual pain and into a life of passion and joy. Lauren's own journey from emotional pain and deteriorating health to happiness and great health with the assistance of several intuitive healers is the very thing that inspires her passion to help others with her own healing gifts. Lauren, welcome to She Coaches Coaches. So glad you're here.
Thanks, Candy. I'm so glad to be back. I love talking with you.
Yeah, so much fun, right?
Yes.
So you've got this new tagline, and for the coaches, the tagline is kind of like the short version of your lean in line or your elevators, peach, spetch, pitch. Gosh, it's early. And so it is practical spirituality in action. And that is super powerful. So tell me, what is that and how does that show up?
Well, I have to say that I had to ask that exact same question when I received that information, because it really, what it came through me, it was very much from spirit. Those who know me know I'm constantly in conversation with my guides. So it came through my fingers and I went, that's really cool. What does it mean? So I had to really sit back and think about it, because it really excited me. It is very powerful. I've had a lot of reaction to it. It's very positive. But what I realized is that it kind of draws everything that I do together and everything I want for my clients together. And that is to take all of this wonderful experiences that we have, maybe when you meditate, or I know sometimes on a long drive, I feel like I sort of get into a different space of time almost. So if you're not a, a regular meditator, you may not experience that. But also I communicate with guides. I'm working with the energy of people and their emotions and their guides and their spirits. So I do all these different things, and all of those are actually taking my spirituality into a practical form. I'm using it in real life. I'm using it to help others. I'm using it to teach myself. And the inaction part is really just to power, to bring the energy through you and out into the world, because we're being a little selfish if we just sit there and meditate all the time and don't share any of what we're learning about ourselves or about the world or about how the universe works. And it's a time where we need to bring this into the world in an active way. We need to make it normalized and we need to make it available, understandable to as many people as possible. So that's my interpretation of it.
I love that. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking more and more how, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe I'll say 30 years ago or 40 years ago in Vancouver here where I live, there used to be this bookstore called Banyan Books. Mm-hmm. And Banyan still exists, but it used to be this little tiny bookstore that, maybe had 100 books and a real true hippie manning the till. And then it grew. And I think that this is the metaphor for the need that we have to find that other meaning and to become more spiritual in just in the way we live our life. And so now Banyan takes up like almost a half a city block.
Wow.
Right? And so 40 years ago, it was a tiny little thing. And then as life has happened and people have moved away from some of the organized religions to you know, a different approach to spirituality, mm-hmm. still very much connected to God and to the divine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. But yeah. with a different tag attached to it. And, mm-hmm. and I think that Banyan Books is like the perfect metaphor for how this is coming around. Mm-hmm. And so what I hear from you is this sounds like it's that next step in evolution. You know, like we used to do the spiritual things, mm-hmm. but it's like, it's not enough, meaning right. it needs to be all inclusive, all pervasive, yeah. fill every part of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that we can, that we should separate off. And I speak from having done that. I used to kind of sneak off into my office, close the door and meditate, you know, or I would play with Oracle cards when nobody else was home, you know, kind of thing. But I didn't do anything with it. And then I did start to become a healer. And that is very much spirituality in action for me, particularly. It's just, that's how I express that joy that I found and the wisdom that I found by going on that health journey of my own with that spiritual facet to it. So it's really about normalizing, I think, is a good word for it. It's because, you know, we talk about it being the woo-woo or you're so out there or you're new age, or we all have this aspect to us. And so many of us are yearning for some deeper meaning.
Yeah.
And this is the way that I found it. And I think most of the people that I know that have been on these sort of spiritual journeys for the last 10, 20 years, some for much longer than that. It's that facet that does give us that sense of purpose and that sense of meaning to all of this, and creates a space for us to examine it from a point of view of, okay, what's here for me? What can I learn from this? How can I take that into what I'm doing now? Or how can I bring that out into the world, as opposed to I am the victim of circumstances?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a much more powerful way of being. And as you know, as you were talking, I was also thinking about how even the scientific community, which for many years, you know, said, well, if you can't prove it, it doesn't exist. Right. And now what we're finding out is that the only reason it couldn't be proven is that the scientific community hadn't developed the tools
exactly
that were fine enough to actually measure the thing that every, you know, all the spiritual or the woo people said, mm-hmm. well, I can feel this. I can, right. you know, I can, yeah. I sense this.
I experience it. Yeah. I mean, I actually physically experience other people's energy when I'm working with them. And that's how I get information, is through that physical and spiritual combo. So yeah, it's out there and we all have the ability to do it. You know, I know so many people go, oh, I could, you know, I don't have any of those gifts. I can't. It's all there. We each have sort of one that's our favorite.
Yeah.
But it is that matter of paying attention and accepting that maybe I can't explain exactly what just happened there, but I know I experienced it. You know, the first time I channeled was, you know, cause I don't do that a lot, but I do use it in my healing practice, but I don't, you know, I'm not one of those that just sends out channeled messages. But the first time I did it, I was afraid I was just doing it myself, but my friend recorded it and it was not my voice. It was not my language. It was not my metaphors. It was none of that. And it was super wise, you know? So.
What? How did that happen?
That's definitely not me. So it's, you know, that there is that trusting that what you are experiencing is real, even if it's not a five senses kind of real. You know, it's not a material real. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. And it's, you know, it brings so much fun when you start to play in these energies and you realize that there's this spirit energy that really wants to help you live a great life and wants to help you learn what you came here to learn and wants to help you move through life with ease and grace. And even when there's obstacles.
And you know? Yeah. And so even before the obstacle piece, this, you know, the universe conspires in my favor.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Especially when I'm doing the work, whatever the work might be. And it can be as simple as just smiling at that person as you, you know, drive by, or you're stopped at a red light and you're looking at them thinking something weird about them, and they like look at you, and instead of going feeling all embarrassed and looking away, just smile. Right.
That is that I've been talking about that a lot in the last couple of weeks, that a very simple thing that I started doing very early in my spiritual journey was when I'm in a store and standing in line to check out. So it's usually grocery store, Target, someplace like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting grumpy. You know, the cashier has gotten some problem and has slowed everything down. And now that person's feeling very stressed. And I realized that I was in, you know, you're starting to get caught up in it. And I could take a breath, plant both feet firmly on the ground, and I could choose to smile at somebody.
Yeah.
I could choose to have a different experience. And it took a little practice because, you know, we're so used to just sort of being swept up in whatever's around us. But you can change somebody's whole day just by smiling at them.
Right.
And you can watch, it's contagious.
Yeah.
You know, and a smile is very contagious.
And not just change their day, it changes their life forever. Right. And so that's exactly it. Practical spirituality in action.
And it's standing
in a grocery store lineup, what seems like a small action can have that ripple effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is so easy to do, but it does take noticing that you're standing in this soup of uncomfortable energy, and you can choose to change that. And it's fun. It's kind of like a game that I play now.
Like a science experiment. So yeah, it starts with the awareness, mm-hmm. and then the decide, choose, take action. Mm-hmm. And there's a feeling of unattached too. Like, you know, just in this simple example of smiling at somebody in the grocery store lineup. And it's like, if they look away, okay, whatever, right?
Yeah, they have a choice too. Yeah. Yeah. And I really like in those instances when I do get up to check out, I make a point of being happy and in a good mood. And, you know, that looked like it was really hard for you to figure out, but I'm so glad that you did. And thank you for, you know, it's like do this kind of stuff. And I feel kind of silly sometimes because it feels quite effusive. But that person's day completely turns around at that point. And you can see it in their body language. You can see it in the smile that lights them up for being thanked for doing their job, you know?
Right.
Again, just a simple little thing, but it is spirituality. It's me choosing to bring that vibration, that frequency of a smile into the world in that moment.
Yeah.
Simple, simple, simple.
And, you know, and the other, you know, as you're describing this, because I love this idea that there are people who think that the woo is odd,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's unusual and that it's a little bit scary. But then when you hear this perfectly practical day-to-day example, maybe it will open a question in somebody's mind, right?
Yeah. At least get you curious. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. And maybe I actually already do that, but I never called it that name.
Yeah.
And so is that right? Is there a
how easy is it to get swept up in a baby or a small child's smile?
Oh, totally.
They're like just the light. They're just the light there. And I love also in grocery stores because they're in the cart, you know, and I'll wave at them and hi and stuff, and they light up too.
And then somebody looks at them and lights up as well, right?
Exactly. I don't like shopping. So this brings some joy into it for me, you know?
Yeah, I don't like shopping either. this is something interesting. And, you know, just sort of back to what I said about the science community, if you can't measure it, then it didn't exist. And then as they developed finer and finer instruments, they could start to measure some of these things. But we can't, well, I guess we could technically now, but in the past, 20 years ago, you couldn't have measured the difference because you made that decision to stand firm, ground yourself, mm-hmm. and decide to feel a different way, decide to smile at someone. You couldn't measure that either, but nobody would question that. Why not? Right? Why not?
Yeah. And I do love that there is a lot of science happening around those things that we collect into woo.
Yeah.
Quantum physics is really beginning to describe why I, as a healer, can work with somebody on the other side of the country with their energy. Because I do that all the time. I have clients all over the place. It's very rare that I have somebody come into my office for a session. And I think it's actually a little more effective at a distance because it takes sort of the physicality of the body out of the experience for me. And I can dig deeper even than when I'm here in person with people. But quantum mechanics, quantum physics is beginning to really describe why that works. There's a book called The Power of Eight. Can't remember the woman's name, but she's a research scientist, and she wanted to explore basically what people would call the power of prayer, or in woo we call it an intention. And she is a scientist, so she has tracked down, you know, she has made sure that her methodology is correct. She has is true scientific methodology, you know, with blind studies and all kinds of different things. And she has affected measurable change around the world in very specific, like they targeted refugees at one point, or I can't remember all of it. It's been a while since I read the book. But she really went through the whole scientific research to prove or disprove, because you got to be willing for either one to come out, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And it's fascinating to me because it describes my experience. But this is a scientist.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I think the first time that I ever heard about quantum physics was when I read the Dancing Wu Li Masters. Oh, so many years ago. That's been a while. It's a reminder, reminder to read that book again. So Lauren, I know you've got a course that you've completed and is going to be coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of the biggest changes or evolutionary points for me in my spiritual journey was when I learned how to communicate with my spirit guides consciously. Because they're always sort of there and they're always sort of trying to help. But when you can consciously connect with them, it becomes a much more powerful relationship. And I will say it's one of my favorite things is it's always a very loving relationship. You know, so it's a very high energy. They're never like, oh, you shouldn't have done that, you know, kind of thing. So I have taken what I have learned myself and what I teach most of my clients, at least the first few things in this, and created a video course about how to communicate. It's called Connect, Communicating with Your Spirit Guides. And it takes you through, I introduce you to the whole concept of spirit guides, but then I take you through each of these tools that I have found very useful and show you how to use them, teach you how to use them. And this is a heart project for me. I did this one time as a workshop before the pandemic shutdown. And my guides came to me about 8 or 9 months ago and said, you know, you have that course. You know how to do the video now. You could easily put this together. So because I've had all these other things going on, it's taken a while to manifest it. But the videos are all done. We've got them all loaded up and we're just putting the finishing touches on it. And this is mid-January 2023 right now. So it should be out before or by the end of the month. That's my plan. And I'm really excited because this is very powerful, action-oriented spiritual work. And it's just, it brings so much joy to me.
Yeah. And for people to know that they have a team of beings that want to help them.
They do.
Right. And especially when you're going through a downtime, like you said, it's January 2023 right now. We're getting very close to the saddest day of the year. It's like super dark up here in Vancouver.
Oh.
And to know that you're not alone, that, you know, the universe conspires in your favor. And
exactly.
Right.
And you don't have to know it all. You don't have to be the wisest person in the room because you have this, you know, array of spirit forms that want to work with you. You can call them angels. You can call them power animals. You can call them your ancestors. They are all part of the divine spirit. Mm-hmm. And they know that humans like to be able to label things. So they allow us to, you know, sort of put them into categories and ask what their name is and all that stuff. But it's such an empowering expansive experience to be with them in that, because they're very high vibration spirit. And that in it by itself, it's like getting a great big hug, you know, from one of your favorite people. It's just lifts you up to connect with them in a conscious way. So
yeah, I love that. That's so great. Is there anything else that you want to share about guides? It feels like there's something else to be said here.
A lot of people think you only get one. I have so many now who have come to me one at a time, you know, that I refer to them as my all y'all. I grew up in the deep south. And the thing that comes the very first thing about working with your guides is you have to ask them to help you. They can kind of try to, you know, like, it's kind of like pushing water. They can, maybe I can like get her to look over here and see what she, you know, but when you ask, it unleashes them to help you.
Mm.
So, and that was hard for me at first. Our culture is not big. The US culture, at least, is not big about asking for help, right? It's like, I am, you know, an independent American. I don't need help. But I mean, this is okay. Tell you a story about this one angel whose name's Sorrel. I learned about her from a friend of mine who she had come to her to help her organize her home. And I'm like, oh, I need somebody like that. So Sorrel said to me that I can do that. I can be a guide for more than one person. It's like, cool. I hate to shop. Can you shop for me?
Amazing.
And the first time I tried it, where I actually said, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Why not? I was going on a hiking trip. I needed some hiking pants. I had not been able to find what I wanted. I knew exactly what I wanted. And I said, okay, Sorrel, here it is. I need these hiking pants. I didn't give a brand or exactly color or anything, but I need hiking pants that are lightweight and blah, 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 blah. When you find them, let me know. And it was less than a week later, I'm sitting eating lunch and I go, I gotta go shopping. And I knew I had to go to the Columbia store. We have an outlet mall here. So I had to go to the Columbia store, and I knew it was going to be sort of somewhere back on the left side of the store. And sure enough, there was a sale rack in the back left part of the floor with my size.
Wow.
Two colors to choose from. So I bought two. They were on sale. They fit perfectly. I still have them. This is a number of years later. And I was like, whoa, this really works.
I love that. And it's totally practical spirituality.
It's practical. It's like, I don't want to go wander around the mall. And you know, if I'd gone to that store the week earlier, they probably wouldn't have been on sale. And not that that was important, but it's nice. And so another one that I do, and this is another very practical thing, is I ask for easy left turns. And I've learned that doesn't mean I get a left turn right away. But when I get one, it's not like I'm trying to dodge through traffic, you know?
Right.
And I've gotten where I go, oh, here comes my easy left turn. There it is.
Oh, cool. I always ask for parking spots, but I never connected it with guides, right?
Yeah. But you asked, so they were able to act.
Right. Interesting. I need help with shopping. That's what I need help with.
Yeah.
That's going to be my next exercise.
You too can use Sorrel, or you can ask for your own guides to do something for you.
Yeah.
and it feels silly and it feels frivolous, but why not?
Well, it feels like fun too.
It is fun. It is fun. And it's sort of verifiable, but you do have to pay attention when you get that hit. It's like, oh, I was like eating myself. It's like, I got to finish. I got to go shopping.
Right. And I'm going here with an easy left turn along the way.
Right. I know exactly where to go. Done. In, out.
Ask for a parking spot.
Yes. I mean, so I do that. I do that regularly. I mean, you know, I constantly need tops. I don't know why. I never have enough tops to satisfy me. And I don't have a lot of clothes, but it's like a couple of weeks ago, I was like, okay, Sorrel, I need a couple of tops because I need some variety when I'm on video. And about 2 days later, it was like, oh, I'm going to Talbot's. And the things I wanted were like at 75% off because they were going out and the season was going out.
It's like, it's not just the right thing, but it's the right thing at a good price as well.
Yeah. And easy, you know, I didn't have to like travel to Richmond an hour away to go to the fancy mall. I could go to the outlet mall and it was right there where I needed it.
Nice. Okay. That is perfect. I love it. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up, but I just love those ideas, and you've really got my brain going because I need tops too, and I don't have a lot of clothes. So there we go.
There you right? go.
And a lot of black stuff, and black isn't the right color for me right now. It happens to be what's in my closet because it's like
Well, that's I also fine tune the color now for the tops because I know what looks best on camera.
Very good, solid color.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. I like blues and purples and pinks.
It's
got to be like
and
this.
colors that go in that way, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they also have, for me, they have to be wash and dryable. I'm
and
not
no iron,
washing.
No ironing.
No ironing. No ironing. No. It's got to be totally practical. If it falls apart in the washing machine, I am not wearing it again. Obviously. So.
Or if it shrinks, it's cashmere and it shrinks up to like a Barbie doll size. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm a cotton girl, and and they mix nice other things with it so they don't shrink so much anymore. So,
I love that.
And how fun is this, right?
Right?
It's fun. It's not heavy duty. I have to solve the problems of the world. By having fun, you are putting that energy out. And that's a very high vibration. Laughter. You and I have been laughing since we first got on.
Exactly.
And that's a very high vibration. And that ripples out to everyone around you and everyone they contact. And I mean, eventually, and somebody was telling me, it's millions and millions of people that you impact.
Right.
With that
and
one
that does, and that does solve the problems of the world.
It does. It does. So have fun. Enjoy yourself. Be joyful. Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. So this is why I love practical spirituality in action, because
it's
what
such
we already
a great thing.
Do.
And you've given great examples, like specific examples that any coach listening to this, just take it away and do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren, thank you for being here. Really enjoyed the conversation as always. Now, how can people find out more about you?
So the best place to go is my website. Everything is there, or it's connected there. And that is heartlightjoy.com. So heart, like in your heart, joy, or light as in turn it on off, and then joy. So heartlightjoy.com.
Awesome. Okay.
And I do have a free gift. I want to change that to just gift. I keep saying a free gift. Gifts are always free. I have a gift for anybody who's interested in learning more about working with your guides. If you go to my website and sign up for the newsletter, you'll get a free PDF download that is Lauren's top three ways to communicate with your guides.
Awesome. That is just great. And I'll make sure to put those links in the episode notes. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of coaches who are like, I have to get in touch with this person. I need to get to her world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My world is fun.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Okay. Thanks so much for joining me. Okay, everyone, we're going to talk next week. I'm looking forward to the next conversation on She Coaches Coaches. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.